It was Maya Angelou who said, "People will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." Hi, this is Ginger, advisor at 12listen.com and host of my new show, Heart Matters, at 12radio.com. Heart Matters is a place where we explore all matters of the heart, anything that has real meaning to you. Heart Matters will be live every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific. It's my hope that Heart Matters becomes more than just a weekly radio show, but a place that leaves you feeling heard in all matters of the heart, because your heart matters. May you always leave here feeling heard in all matters of the heart, because, well, your heart matters. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Heart Matters. I am your host, Ginger, and I am so glad to be here with you on this live show. We have a lot to talk about. I'm sure many of you have heard about the full moon in Leo, which has a lot to say, and then we have the sun in Aquarius, and still Mars in Cancer, and Pluto in Aquarius, just a lot going on in the planets, a lot to talk about. So I thought, who better to bring on my show to talk about all of the planetary action going on other than one of my favorite astrologers and advisors on 12listen.com, Jennifer Lakshmi Dove. Welcome, Jennifer. How are you?
Hey, Ginger. Hey, everybody. You're so sweet. Thank you for that beautiful introduction. I appreciate it. And you know, I always love hanging out with you.
Of course. Yeah. And you know, hello, Renee. And all the listeners, you know, I was telling Jennifer today, or actually before when we talked about her coming on the show, and she was so kind to come on. It's been a minute, Jennifer, since you and I've gotten to do a live show together.
It has, yeah. Yeah, I covered for you a few weeks back, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, together, this is probably the first time in 2025.
I know. So, I love it. I hadn't even thought about that. Yeah. So I love it. And what better time than when the moon is in Leo?
Yes. We can all come out of our shells and start shining.
Yeah, we have so much to talk about. So welcome, everyone. You know, we're going to be talking about astrology. I'm going to let everybody file in. I did want to make some announcements. Today at 12listen, is there favorite day of the month? It's 12day at 12listen. That's where you can hop over there and find specialized random pricing all day long. So please check out some of those specials. And then I also have a special. It is an email-based service. It is a meditation, and I created it actually, ironically, on the Lionsgate portal in August and Leo Lion. So that works well. But I have a very special discounted rate on that meditation today only. So if anyone wants to hop over there and get that meditation, it's yours. It's like it's coming to MP3, but also an MP4. So you have audio and video, and you can keep that. And it's a special meditation that you can use all year long that will prove especially helpful today, but helpful during a lot of these other planetary transits. Jennifer, do you have any announcements to make?
Well, as we were talking, I was thinking I should have grabbed one of my specials for today, too. What I have going on is, I'm forgetting what I called it. I'm going to go over and look. It's a year-long, it's like the overview for 2025, astrologically and intuition, a reading that is email based, but it's a video thing. So it's something that I create after you guys order it, and you can use it as a resource for your entire year.
I love that.
You know
that.
What, girl? We should go get our links and put them in the chat.
Yeah.
For these services.
Yeah, I'm not a multitasker. I will do that during the break. But if you want to do yours, Jennifer, do that now. I might get through here in a minute. But yeah, I think that's a great idea. I love that. So please check that out, everyone. Jennifer has a special service to help you get through the year astrologically. Then I have that meditation at a very deep discounted price for today. So check that out. And then, like I said, it was created on the Lionsgate portal. So it's extra potent and powerful. So I want to stop back over here in the chat again, say hello to everyone, and then we'll get started. I think we had some people file in, Jennifer. So I'm going to go over here and see who we have. Let me pull this up. Hello, Rosie. So glad to see you. And Jennifer has her link there for that astrological reading, which can be so helpful this year, because we have so many shifts, like so many shifts going on.
It's some very fast moving energy too.
Yeah, which, you know, I read a while back, like, I think it was an astrologer talking about, like, because of the planetary shift, they're moving so fast. But they were saying it's because humanity is moving so fast and evolving so fast that the planets are like that, too. It's meant to help us evolve and move at that level, which really makes sense because I'm telling you, the last few years have been like, it's like one after another, like you get over one transit and then another one.
Well, yeah, but it's gonna, I mean, I think we are accelerating in general. Like we've had some practice years, right? Because
absolutely.
I think you and I were talking about how fast 2024 went, like what happened, like what did we do? Like, well, I mean, I know a lot went down, you know, but right. A lot of the changes last year, at least for me, were like internal and for clients I've talked to as well. And I feel like this year it's more external. It's like we have the, all the planets inside of us and, you know, our chart, we're living our chart with all the planets. And so as the planets are moving around, like we have, how many outer planets changing signs this year? At least three.
There was so many, Jennifer. I can't even keep up. I think there was like five or six major shifts, but like as far as all of them, I don't even remember. I just know so much.
Yeah. But and as that's happening, we're moving too. Yeah. We're changing places too. Like I just did my Leo full moon horoscopes video, which I have not gotten. I was just trying to upload it before the show, but it didn't work out time wise. But in the video, I was saying how by the end of this year, it's like this year is prep for 2026. That's how I see it. And by the end of this year, we won't recognize where we were in 2024. Like it'll feel so foreign by the time this year is done. Anyway, I don't know if that's a good thing or a challenging thing, but
even though planetary shifts, you know, can feel intense, they can feel challenging, we can literally feel uprooted, like the rug pulled out from under us sometimes, especially like today's transit, but at the same time, ultimately, all the planets are moving towards our highest good, helping us release what no longer serves us to move us towards our highest good, because, you know, all of us, including myself, hold on to stuff sometimes that no longer serves us. So sometimes the planets give us a little push, sometimes a bigger push, you know, but it's moving towards our highest good to help us clear out what no longer serves us. You know, sometimes things have an extra expiration date and we just kind of stay knowing that and then comfortably uncomfortable, as they say, the planets just give us a little push.
Yes. Especially this full moon. Mm-hmm. I really feel like it's like a big cosmic nudge out of our comfort zone.
I think this is good leeway, to talk into this. It's a good transition to talk about that full moon in Leo. Jennifer, you know, I know like Leos, we think of actors, a lot of them have strong Leo placements, you know, they can have drama. You know, like the spotlight, inspiration or creativity, things like that, of course, would be like, you know, some of the Leo themes too, but like, when you put that Aquarius factor in there of Pluto and Aquarius and the Sun in Aquarius, it kind of gives it a whole different signature. If you want to talk a little bit about that, you know, it's interesting because I kind of feel like Aquarius is getting a little bit of extra boost. It's like on an energy drink.
being conjunct Pluto still. And then we just had, what happened? Oh gosh. It was on the Mercury Kazemi earlier this week. So like our thoughts have gotten like a energy drink. I've gotten a clearing out, you know, the way that we think about the world and the way we think about ourselves. But yeah, Pluto being the planet of transformation, the planet of like rebirth, is really calling us toward a rebirth of some kind. And it could be very small, but it also could be big. And I kind of feel like for a lot of us, it's going to be, you know, expressed in the outer world in a bigger way. Like Leo, both Leo and Aquarius are fixed signs. They can both be stubborn. They can both be dramatic, but especially Leo. And Ginger, you and I have had our share of Leos in our lives and our families. But Pluto can be, how do I want to say, like the word I keep saying is transformative, but it's kind of like, okay, if you're not going to do it, I'm going to do it for you. So if you're not ready to transform, guess what? You are going to transform anyway.
Right. It's kind of like Big Brother stepping up and like, you know, kind of pushing us. And it, definitely, like you said, the Leo energy. I had four uncles that were Leos. And, you know, there was this sign like where they like to entertain, they like to laugh, all that. But then there's, of course, the side where they're very stubborn. Because we all have every sign, not just Leo, but all of us, as you know, have a higher vibration and a lower vibration of that energy of that sign, you know. It could be, like you said, that when Pluto and Aquarius, because Aquarius likes to shake things up, it's ruled by Uranus. Uranus likes to shock. It's surprising. It can be sometimes pleasant, surprising, sometimes not so much. And then when it's trying to shake things up, you can have that Leo side of like the stubbornness, not wanting to, and then Pluto giving that little extra thing. I kind of think of it as like, you know, like they show me the images, the angels and guides show me like an image, like, so this would be symbolic of like this house that would represent us and our security or things that are dear to us or like things we're holding on to. And like the house is dilapidated, it's run down, and like we're still saying, we're still hanging on to it, and it's got like busted windows, things like that. And then like Pluto comes with the dynamite, like you're getting out. Like it's late. You know? Whether you want to or not, we're they're blowing this house up. Sometimes it can certainly feel like that, you know, like the things are just blowing up, you know, or like fire, because Leo's fire as well. And when you put those two together, that's some very potent, strong energy, especially like I said, when you have Pluto in there with the Aquarius too, it's just like that extra little boost of energy.
Yeah, and Pluto's going to be in Aquarius for a long time. Moving across, it's going to be moving across that sign for quite a few years. So all of us, you know, depending on where Aquarius is in your chart, where Pluto is in your chart, and where Pluto and Aquarius shows up, you know, it's right now it's at 2 degrees Aquarius. It's got to get all the way around to 29 degrees. So we're all going to have some changes in the arena of, I see this as like the way we think about ourselves and humanity. And, you know, after having Pluto in Capricorn for so long, Capricorn is government, it is structure, it's rigid, it's earth. And Aquarius is an air sign. It is the future. It is innovative, and so we're all being pulled into this new way of thinking and being more authentically who we are now. Starting now.
And it can sometimes be, it can feel shattering, you know, like sometimes, because sometimes it's like somebody ripping off a band-aid sometimes. It like gets a little bit of a shock, you know, like, it's not always easy with that, but like sometimes with that shock, even with that, that's meant to help us grow. And, you know, cause sometimes we all can stay in things that aren't good for us. And if it wasn't uncomfortable, like, cause we can stay uncomfortably uncomfortable. I always like to say that the universe, spirit, source, God, goddess, whatever that is to anyone, higher self, like, you know, like we all have like a soul plan or something we're supposed to do. And when we don't listen, often the universe will turn up the volume, you know, and you think of like music and a low volume, well, it's not that bad. If it's music you don't like, louder and louder. But when it's so loud, you can't help but pay attention, you know?
Yes, and maybe get a little irritated and maybe have to like move to a different room or you have to make some changes in your life. Yeah. Yeah.
First, we'll do that. If we don't listen, you know, it's going to keep on until we do. Of course, there's free will, but it gets more uncomfortable, you know. So that's interesting. But I did want to say hi, Jennifer. We had Lori Love stop by, and she's Lori, and she's one of the hosts here at 1-2 Radio. You can find her on Mondays, Lori the Love Sherpa. So glad to have you here. And we have Miss Paula. I'm so glad to have you here as well, Paula. Oh, and Lori says, Jennifer, that her daughter is a double Leo. So I bet she
knows today. Yeah. And, you know, Lori, my daughter is too, double Leo. I think we might have shared about that in the past. But, yeah, like sun and moon, my daughter. All three of us know some things about Leo.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And the energy of Leo and the stubbornness and the fieriness and the feisty and don't tell me what to do, you know, kind of energy. And also the leadership in Leo, absolutely. Too.
Absolutely. And the creativity. There's creativity there.
It's our fifth house. It's where our creativity is born and shines forward from, that Leo energy. Yeah.
Want to tell, go ahead, Jennifer, you're fine. Go ahead.
I was going to go off on a tangent about Uranus squaring this full moon. Mm-hmm. We're talking about planet Pluto, which is, you know, an outer planet, and Uranus is out there as well, one of the outer planets. So it's a generational planet. So a lot of people have Uranus in the same place in their chart, if you were born in certain years. But without getting into that, the fact that Uranus is creating a T-square right now with the sun and the moon, meaning the sun is at 24 degrees, the moon was at 24 degrees when it was exactly full, and Uranus is at 23 degrees, squaring the sun and squaring the moon at the same time. And that energy, it definitely points toward electric change, you know, dynamic, disruptive, chaotic change, surprises, and it's now or never kind of a feeling, and sort of like being pushed out of our comfort zone. I mean, all you have to do right now is go on any social media app and open it up, and your chances are you're gonna experience some chaotic energy, and it's very Uranian energy,
right? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, especially I'm glad you brought that up because I was gonna mention this as well. You know, like especially for myself and a lot of the listeners here, I think most of our listeners here are empathic, you know, we tend to gravitate towards like energy. And as empaths, when you take that, then you're even turning that energy up any more, like social media or the people around us. So I did want to talk too a little bit about some things they can do this full moon. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like fire, of course, Leo, like exercise, movement, walking, meditation, but also too, I like to rely on, and then like childhood work, because it's the fifth house of Leo, as you know, our children, our creations, anything we do creative, anything that lights us up will help. But I also, Jennifer, what's helped me at least is to go to really embrace that North Node in Pisces energy and go within, do like breathing meditations, go within and just kind of slow down a little bit and look at the bigger picture, take time off of social media, lean into my creativity, things like that. But really affirmations and breathing, going like to prayer, spiritual prayer, rituals, whatever resonates with someone, that has really helped slow down that drama a little bit, kind of slow down. Like I kind of think of it as a snowball rolling down like really quick and gets bigger and bigger. And that kind of stops it a little bit, like slows it down at least.
Yeah. And as a Pisces, that would be like healing, any kind of healing modality would be very supportive and help you stay in your body, you know, right now. And I have a Pisces moon, so I'm talking to myself too, because there can be a tendency if, whether you're a water sign or not, you know, if you're a listener, like Ginger said, we're all very empathic here. To be get overwhelmed or get confused or, you know, just kind of feel like you got to crawl into your shell maybe when really you just need a break. You need a break from it. I have been putting my little self to bed early every night this lately because if I don't like do that and be like this parent who's like, okay, it's 9:30, it's time to take a bath. if I don't do that, I'll be up to like 1 a.m, like, you know, reading the news and like keeping myself all like adrenaline rushed. So yeah, that's, I like what you shared about ways that people can stay grounded and keep their nervous systems calm, and using some breath work is great, especially with the sun in Aquarius, air sign. Yeah, important, especially right now. Yeah.
And you think of the Leo fire and you think of like, excuse me, like you have a fire, and every time, you know, like we feed into that drama, that energy, and like what it really messes with our nervous system, and we kind of feel discombobulated. It's like throwing another log on the fire. It just gets bigger and bigger. Sometimes it's best just to step away from the fire or put it out a little bit. You know, like it's okay for everyone to like, everyone can gauge where their nervous system is, but it's okay. Actually, it's imperative that we all spend that time for self-care and really tend to our own needs. Sometimes that may be taking a break from social media or allowing yourself 20 minutes or 15 minutes or an hour a day or whatever, you know, really spending more time in nature with creative projects, whatever feeds your soul.
Is moving really your body. You know, moving the energy through your body. Yeah. Exercise, get some weights. Go for a run, get on the treadmill. That's why I've been doing that too. I'm like alternating between meditation and then like running really fast on the treadmill.
Well, I have an exercise bike and I like to have my music, you know, the Pisces Mercury. So I listen to the music, but it's almost meditative, almost hypnotic. Mm-hmm. So I do like the exercise bike with the music to help move that, and then the spiritual practice and affirmations and a lot of breathing. This really helps. So I would recommend that to anyone that, you know, is finding it a little unsettling or a little shocking, just to put your hand on your heart, do some heart meditations or breathing, just getting back to our breath, just kind of simplifying that. And this week, for those of you who are not subscribed to Mark's Power Peak, please do. I have a special article on the meta prayer, which is so helpful right now. I go into that.
Do you want to share that now? Like,
I will share a little bit of it. I go into it to the in the Power Peak, but basically what that is, it's a prayer where you put your hand on your heart, you're going to breathe. There's different versions of it. I really like the version that is like where we think, so we would adjust it to ourselves and then others, because Brene Brown says we can only love others as deeply as we can ourselves. She's known for her work and vulnerability. So that version, the one you'd start off with, I elaborate it on it in the Power Peak for everyone listening. It would be, I am happy. I am peaceful. I'd embrace the divine light of love within me. This is paraphrasing it. I am safe and I am peaceful. So that would be the version for yourself. And there's so many different versions online. That's the short version.
There are, yeah.
And then the version for others, after I do that, because I put my hand on my heart, say that for me, then may all beings be happy. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings awaken to the divine light of pure love. And may all beings be safe. May all beings be free.
Beautiful.
Thank you. That's very helpful. Yeah.
Yes. It's the perfect meditative prayer to say right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, so that is good. Then there's the Ho'oponopono prayer. So many ritual, no matter what your spiritual practice is, for everyone listening, I would say find something that really grounds you, that spirituality, because North Node and Pisces is, you know, wanting to move us to that. Find what is your spiritual practice, whether it's in nature, or you have a prayer or a ritual, or you go to synagogue or church or whatever, but whatever that is to you, whatever that looks like, whatever makes you feel secure, and embrace and embody that is what I would say.
Yes. Yeah. Love it.
Okay. One, we've had a lot to talk about. Anything else, Jennifer, you want to mention before we go to break?
Well, if you don't mind, I'll mention my YouTube channel real quick.
Yeah, that's great.
I don't have today's video up yet, but it'll be up after the show with horoscopes for everybody to check out. And I really feel like this is a gateway kind of full moon, like a portal between loving ourselves and not loving ourselves, you know, like between like how we want to, how we feel we're supposed to be and who we are authentically here to be. And my hope is that people are able to choose their own authenticity more and more and say what they're here to say, do what they're here to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that. And I love that. I mean, it's really for all of us. And that's what it's pushing us toward. And really, if you think about Aquarius really is, you know, they're the ones who embrace being different. They're not cookie cutter if you have strong Aquarian energy. But also, they're the truth tellers. There's a lot of truth in that. You may not want to hear it, but there is truth in that authenticity. That is the key word, is it authenticity. Mm-hmm. It is. You may not always want to hear it, but it's there.
Yes. Yeah. If you have Aquarians in your life, and I highly recommend you do. If you're not an Aquarian, I think we have some Aquarius folks in the chat room right now. But they will remind you of who you're here to be. They will without any filters, which is what I enjoy so, so much, you know, about Aquarius energy. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're welcome. My son, he has Venus in Aquarius, and he has his own style, and he rocks it proudly. Like he does. It's him. You know, that's what embodies him. He has that Venus in Aquarius, and he's different in how he dresses and how he presents himself, but like he loves it all. I love that about him, that he feels comfortable enough to just be authentically himself. He doesn't feel like he has to fit any cookie cutter definition of what he should be. He just rocks his style, and I love that for him.
Fabulous, yeah.
Yeah, I love that authenticity.
Me too.
So, everyone stick around, because right after the break, Jennifer and I are going to be back, and we're going to do some free mini readings. So, if you want to go get a beverage or take a small break, we'll be back in about 5 minutes. Bye-bye, everyone, and we'll see you here in about 5 minutes.
question was at the YWCA.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Heart Matters. I am your host, Ginger, and I'm here with my very special guest, Jennifer. And we are open to questions in the chat room. So I'll let everyone post those if you have any questions. We're taking it on any topic. And Jennifer and I were just talking during the break about something very grounding that she brought up that's really important right now to ground with this unstable energy. So like I kind of think of it as like the energy, Jennifer, is like a ship at sea, and you know, mm-hmm. it's important to have that anchor because like you never know choppy waters, you know.
And too with like all of the disruptive energy, the Uranian energy we were talking about, we can feel like we're just being knocked around, you know, side to side to side, like. And, you know, our hypervigilance gets amped up and we get triggered. And so, yeah, doing some grounding work or eating some grounding food.
Exactly. And she and I were just talking about how we had both, ironically, added more protein into our diet and low carb and how it was really helping us energetically.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I love pasta and bread and, you know, bread and butter in Paris, all of that yummy stuff, but it makes me sleepy and it sort of makes my, it makes me sort of space out, so, which isn't good if you're already feeling a little bit, you know, right. Knocked around. So, but the high protein diet, lots of veggies that I've been sort of playing with, and it sounds like, well, you, Ginger, was sharing, she is too, is really helping me stay alert and aware and in my body. That's the other thing that can happen to air signs and water signs is we can just dissociate, you know, leave our bodies when we're stressed.
Absolutely.
But Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm just going to say we got to stay in our vessels, you know, right. In an upright ship.
Right. Yeah. Because, I mean, like if we have, you know, strong placement of air and water, that can easily happen for sure. And, you know, I pretty much do it like you. I'm having a lot of protein. I love bread. I love it. I love like those Texas Roadhouse rolls with like cinnamon. I love that. And like so many sweets. But it's interesting. Like I will say this. I know we have some questions coming through. I can say this. I don't know like if anyone's ever done the high protein, low carb, or you're thinking about it. I like it because I have Mars in Taurus. I'm not going to starve myself. Obviously, my friends say, when they go somewhere with me, they're like, I got to eat or you're going to be hangry. Like, I'm normally a nice person, but, like, if I'm hungry, I'm hangry. Like, so it works good. Like, if you don't want to starve yourself, you can eat a lot of protein, just low carbs. But also, you know, I love, like, the roles and stuff like that. So quit it. But on the upside, for those of you who may be thinking about it, and maybe you can chime in too, Jennifer, I don't know if this is your experience, but for me, at least like before, like I love sweets too. I really do. I love caramel and I love like fruity candies, things like that, which are not good for me. But anyway, since this diet now, like blueberries and things like that are sweet. They're so sweet. Like
that's
things
what
are sweet.
Happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, your awareness of the sweetness in everyday things, like even, you know, green beans can taste sweeter. Mm-hmm. It's heightened when you take the sugar or, you know, I can't give up chocolate. I'm sorry. But when you take a lot of the sugar out, it's like I just need to know that at some point in my day, it's okay if I eat some chocolate. It's like my little comfort.
I've not had any chocolate, really any sweets other than like what's in yogurt or like fruits. No bread, no crackers, nothing like that for now. But like, I mean, and you know, I do think it's okay, like for us to eat things like that and allow those things. Cause a lot of times if we don't, then we're going to just splurge later. Most of us do, you know, so it's good to allow. But for now I'm okay. Now when my birthday comes up, missing those rolls, maybe a different story. Like next time you talk to me, I'm going to have a roll or two.
Everything in balance, right? Yeah. Some days it's just like that.
It really is. And that I think that's key for all of us is balance, you know, moderation and balance. And going back to the planetary energies, when things feel shook up or things feel like the energy ain't more on one planet or more on one sign than the other, it feels stronger, then it's important to even that out. Like if it feels shaky, like do more things to ground you, go out in nature, go for a walk, exercise, yoga, meditation, prayer, whatever. Even grounding mats are wonderful if you can't get outside. They're wonderful.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't have a grounding mat, but I have an amethyst mat.
Ooh, I love
like
that.
Like a infrared amethyst thing that I actually splurged on it when I had, after my accident where I had broken my arm in multiple places, and it really helped with the healing, but it helped me stay calm while I was in a lot of pain and stay grounded with the crystals inside of it. So yeah, grounding mats, whatever you can, whatever works to keep us in our bodies on the planet.
Yeah, absolutely.
On this planet, I should be specific.
I think, you know, it can sometimes feel like if you imagine like you're out in a spaceship and you know how like they have like the astronauts and they have that like a little rope that keeps them from floating off into space. Like it's important like to ground yourself so you have that rope so you don't just float out into space.
Yes.
You know,
yeah. Sometimes I like to float out into space, but
I'm happy there.
You know, me too. Yes. But it's not a practical place to be when you gotta pay your mortgage and take care of, you know, cook some food. Like you wanna be in your body in front of the stove, right?
So we do have some questions, and I do want to remind everyone, good. If you have a question, please post it. Jennifer and I both will be reading for you. So it's from Rosie Jennifer, and it says, since Valentine's Day is coming up, what do my angels and guides want me to know about my love life? And I love that for you, Rosie. And Jennifer, you want to go first or you want me to? There's no preference either way.
Well, first I want to just share that I have on red lipstick and a red sweater for Valentine's Day.
I love it.
I got all dressed up for radio.
I love it.
But what I'm getting for you, Rosalie, is, you know, it's very similar to what we were just talking about. It's an image of being in the present and staying on the planet Earth, staying grounded. And like you might get pulled into thoughts about your past and worrying, or, you know, or I'm seeing like a new, what's it called, where you kind of go over things that already happened over and over again. There's a word for that.
My words have lost me these days, Jennifer. I just think review. I mean, like most basic words are gone these days.
No. So it's like, yeah, you like worry over the past, or you're like thinking, oh my God, what's going to happen?
Repetitive.
Yeah. What will happen if I do this? Is this all going to work out? Those kind of things. Whenever you notice, Rosalie, that you're going into the past or the present with your thoughts, Your instructions from the guides are to come back to the phrase here and now over and over again. And that is your reading.
I love that, Jennifer. And it goes along with what I have, too, because they always go in sync. So, Rosie, Miss Aries, what I'm seeing for you, your angels and guides are asking you to take a little bit of a risk, like journey into new territory, be like that explorer. And this is kind of asking you to go to new places you had never been. And like, cause I do see you hanging on a little, okay, so here's what they show me is an image of like this cliff, but then there's one part like hanging on to the past, someone or something pulling you. And like that part can make you fall. But like, so by letting go of that, cutting yourself free, the universe is asking you, hey, we're asking you to jump off this cliff, take a little bit of risk, but don't worry, we'll catch you. The universe is saying, like, really step into the unknown, the mystery. And there's something brewing, they show, because I see a bubbling thing that is not a yes yet, but there, it's a maybe, but if you nurture it, it can grow into this. So how this translates is it looks like there's somewhere in one there that is already in your life or in the wings. You may not have thought of them as a love interest before. They may not be your quote unquote type, but like by opening yourself up to the new, the unknown, it's really going to fit this newer version. Like how Jennifer talked about how this energy is really moving us into a newer version of ourselves. That's really going to fit this authentic part of you. And they're seeing the best. And you could feel like you're on the fence a little bit about like, do I want someone new or do I want the past? Kind of like push pull. And that's okay because we have the Mars retrograde. We have Venus retrograde coming up, you know, but it's really that time to set that foundation, that planning thing, and really, more than anything, really embrace that North Node in Pisces, really follow that intuition, that bigger picture, that inner compass, because that's really going to lead you towards, like, where your prayers and wishes are, like, towards this love that you're hoping for. And I do see for you, I do see Archangel Jophiel coming, asking you to embrace the bigger picture. She's saying you can call upon her and she'll help you with that. And I really get for you Tiger's Eye because it's all about courage and stepping into the unknown. And I'm also, just for Valentine's Day, getting a little spicy scent for you because I love essential oils as well. Cinnamon. It's going to spice things up. Really bring you back to your passion, because as you as in that Aries and that fire, I see that fire a little bit not burning as brightly as it had, or you're maybe not feeling as energetic or passionate, but that can easily be restoked, that flat flame. And it's really just embracing that, stepping into the new, really trusting your gut on this. So that's what I get for you, Miss Rosie. I'm going to look here, Jennifer, and see. I'm going to reload this, see if we have anyone else here in the chat. I think we got a couple, a little bit. Take maybe a couple more. Okay. So she says, ruminating. There you go.
I think ruminating. Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
Too late.
Yes.
You have. I see. You know, I think I'm just, I was telling a friend, I think I'm just leveling it up to speak telepathically. Maybe. I don't know.
Oh man, have you been listening? I'm gonna switch gears for a second. This is for everybody. The telepathy tapes, the podcast.
No,
listen to that.
So interesting.
Telepathy tapes. It's all about how the research and experiences that are showing that nonverbal people with autism and other issues are connecting telepathically.
Ooh, I love that. I love that. So we do have another question. And thank you so much for sharing that, Jennifer. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, for everybody.
So interesting. And by the way, before we go on to the next question, I do want to say, and we're going to get to you, Brittany. Thank you so much for leaving the question. Rosie says this is 1,000% spot on. Been working very hard on staying present, letting go of the past. My fire is dimmed, LOL. Don't worry, Rosie, you can get it back. It's coming back.
Yes.
It's coming back. Yeah.
The word curiosity, like let yourself be surprised.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, like, and when you were talking about cinnamon, I'm like, that's for her to light her own fire up with, you know?
Yeah, I love that because I heard cinema for you. So actually, it isn't a good question, Brittany, but if you do have a question or anyone else does, please post that. But Brittany says she's a Libra sun, Aquarius rising, and ADHD, like, whoa. No, I get it, Brittany, because
yes.
I'm Pisces sun and Pisces Mercury, and you think my Capricorn moon would ground me, but it only grounds me when I write.
So yes, we're kind of like shiny thing. Oh, here, let's talk about this. No, let's talk about this. Yeah. So any kind of grounding work you can do, Brittany, things you like to do to help you feel embodied will be really powerful right now.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, excuse me, like Jennifer said, sometimes it's food, sometimes it's, crystals. Crystals are so good to ground us. Getting out in nature, grounding mats. Like I said earlier, I'm here wearing a hematite bracelet as we speak. Obsidian's good to absorb negativity or worry or fear, ground us. For those of you who like essential oils and you're looking for a scent, cedar wood is very calming. It's grounding. Sandalwood, patchouli.
Vetiver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those are so good to really ground us. So, and, you know, even like a ritual that you do and putting, and then, so you take like the South Node and Virgo. It's your rituals. It's your daily practice. What you do every day, brush your teeth, things like that. Excuse me, prayer. But you could even move that into, you can couple that, the South Node, what we're supposed to move away from, so like your daily habits, but then you move it into like a spiritual practice, because then you're moving into the North Node of Pisces, so mm-hmm. like making a spiritual practice daily, a ritual daily.
Yes.
Really.
Do it for 21 days,
yeah.
and then you'll do it forever without thinking about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, sometimes, when we start a prayer or like a ritual, you know, we're all human. Let's be honest. Sometimes people can trigger us. They can make us angry, stuff like that. But like, even like with a prayer, like say you're doing the heart prayer, then meta prayer, which I go into more detail in the Power Peak for this week. So check that out. But you know, when we first do it, it may feel uncomfortable. It might be like, oh man, I don't really feel like this. But like Jennifer said, when you do that for 21 days, it's going to become a habit and it's easier. Mm-hmm. It's going to feel more like it deeply resonates with you, and then it becomes you. Like the more that you do that, then the more it kind of absorbs. I kind of see like a sponge. Like at first, you know, it really may not absorb the liquid, but then it absorbs it, and then they're good, and like it really like feels like a part of you.
Yeah, and you start to like crave it and mm-hmm. miss it when you don't do it.
Yeah. Oh, so Brittany says she has a cat moon. I do too. So and you know, for that cat moon, Brittany, how you can feed that is nature can help that.
Yes, absolutely.
That can help that. Anything that like brings you security, makes you feel good. Anything like that you want to leave like a legacy or something like that, where you've your idea of success or leadership, things like that will help that cat moon. But for me, more than anything, is going to be out in nature. Things that ground me, pets ground.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't mention that.
Jennifer. Oh man, those are like our animals are like the most important things right now. And I mean, Freya is literally sitting on my foot right now, laying on my foot. She doesn't always do that, but lately she's like, she's also been like, if I'm doing Shavasana or something, you know, after yoga, she'll come and lay across my belly. She's never done that, like, and stay put there. Like, she's done it before if she's trying to play, but I feel like we were talking about our animals helping to ground us. That's what she's doing for me. Miss Freya Luna.
Yeah,
I'm sure Luna's doing something similar.
Well, she's being her double cancer self, and she is on the bed right now, laying on her little heated blanket, snoozing. She has a thing lately of being up all night, keeping me up all night, and she likes to sleep all day.
Oh, girl. That's not going to work, Luna.
No. So, Brittany, yeah, if you have pets, if they ground you, definitely that's going to help. Or, you know, cat moons, we like to work. We like to feel accomplished. We like to feel successful. But making sure, finding that balance, and this is for myself too, because, you know, I have the cat moon as well, Brittany, is incorporating into that work and things, because we want to feel accomplished. We want to feel driven. We want to leave our mark or a legacy. But at the same time, pouring some of that energy back to what Jennifer said, balance into things that light you up with some of that work. Because, you know, they say if you do what you love, it doesn't feel like work. So embracing that as well can help.
Awesome advice.
Yes. Well, Jennifer, believe it or not, we are already
at our end. No way.
Yeah, we've got like one more minute left. I do want to thank so much everyone that showed up here. It's so fun, Jennifer, you as well, especially you showing up to help me host this. It's been
thank
so
you for fun. Inviting me. I always have fun.
Oh, me too. I do want to remind everyone that today is 1-2 day at 1-2 Listen. You still have a few hours to catch some deeply discounted pricing. And then you can check out my meditation in the link. And please check out Jennifer's too. And Jennifer, do you have any announcements? I think we got about probably 30 seconds and then we'll go on out.
Oh, I think I said everything I could possibly say. Just everyone have a beautiful full moon and take really good care of yourselves.
All right. Thank you again so much, Jennifer. Thank you so much, everyone, tuning in, and I'll see you next week. Good night, everyone. Bye-bye.